Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's the thing about grandparents. They do what they want. Mm-hmm. They do what they want. You cannot tell them what to do. They are always right in their mind, right?
Yeah, no question about it. I am a 48-year-old young grandfather, and we had his first birthday party this past weekend. Happy birthday, Jaden. And we did whatever we wanted at this party.
Right.
It's all vengeance as far as we're concerned. We have a fresh memory, too. It's not like we forgot how to do, you know, parenting. We're just like, nah, like, you know, revenge. It's ours.
What are grandparents doing wrong at your home? Your parents that you do for the kids? Because there's good news and bad news when it comes to grandparents out today.
Go.
First, the good news. I mean, I think this is good news. Grandparents more this year than ever are giving their grandchildren investments for the holidays instead of traditional presents. Yes.
Like, yes.
They don't need more clothes. They don't need more toys. Mm-hmm. They need to figure out a way to help me pay for college. You want to give my kid crypto? Go for it. Bitcoin. I don't even know how it works, but I'm here for it.
I mean, here you are putting designs on what they're going to do with this money, though, when they turn 18 or whatever. It's their money to do whatever they want with, right? What if they went out and bought a sports car? You wouldn't like that.
I mean, unless the investment was real good, I don't think it's going to be that much.
You didn't have to pay for it, though.
Right. All right. Here's the bad news, though. Grandparents are the most likely culprits of accidentally letting kids have access to medication and pills. And I can't even get mad about this for the grandparents because I thought about this the other day when I read this stat.
Yeah.
Where I put it, it's very easily accessible. I just don't ever think they would go in there. So it's making me reframe in my mind where you put your medications, because what's stopping them from going and thinking it's candy? Even my vitamins look like gummies.
They might not ever think about it for a moment, and then the one day they get curious, and all it takes is one time, right?
Right.
So, you know, be smart.
Yeah,
obviously,
definitely.
Lock your stuff up.
Eric, what are the grandparents doing wrong at your house?
My parents always give my kids everything that I wasn't allowed as a kid, especially dangerous things. Like, I begged for years to have a BB gun when I was a kid. Was always told no, no, no. Just this Christmas, we said, hey, nothing dangerous for the kids, and got both of them paintball guns. Me and my wife are just saying, what the heck?
Are you jealous?
No, but a little bit.
Yeah, mostly.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, and they should have done it without my permission.
I had my wife get me a BB gun 3 years ago.
For what?
I don't know. Because I wanted one. Because I only had one at my dad's house when I was younger.
What are you, 15?
Yeah.
I had her
get me a mini bike like 3 years before that. Same reason.
What are you going to do with the mini bike?
I'm saving it.
That's ridiculous. I don't even understand
this
conversation.
Yeah, I'm saving it for surveillance when they come for me. That's when I'll have it.
Rena, how about you? What do your parents do that is not right for the kids?
They, I guess I can't entirely blame them for this. They do not know how to, like, lock certain things on streaming services for the kids, and they don't really pay attention to what they're watching on the TV. Like, my 8-year-old yesterday was talking about how he was watching Family Guy. I was like, where have you been watching that? And he's like, oh, on Grandma and Grandpa's TV. Not appropriate in my mind.
There's no world where my mom has any idea what my kids are watching at their house. No world.
I have explained the way that the TV works 1,000 times, and she can't even get to the regular channels.
No, yeah, it's a thing.
If you walk out of the room and the kid's quiet in front of the television, she's fine with it.
Dakota, my 6-year-old, loves Family Guy. Loves Family Guy.
I'm sure.
Not really appropriate for a 6-year-old.
Not at all.
Oh, she'll put it right on at Nona's house if she can, you know, if she sees it and there are no questions asked. And my mom will just look up and be like, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon,
what's wrong?
Right, yeah. Right. Explains a lot of the behavior sometime. Wow, huh?
She tries to kill me.
Wow.
What are the grandparents doing wrong in your family? A new study found that grandparents are leaving access to medication too close for young children, which I get. You put it in a drawer. They're not thinking about the kid going in that drawer.
What's amazing to me is how quickly kids start to climb. And as soon as they start climbing and reaching up on stuff, Anna, like, they'll get into anything, stuff that you can't imagine.
Right. But that's not all grandparents do wrong, because they have free reign. They do what they want. 1-800-330-9999. Scott, what are the grandparents doing wrong in your family?
They buy them a gift or a stuffed animal every single time they go over there.
Yeah, every time they go anywhere.
Right. My mom takes my daughter to go get her scratch-offs when every time they're together, she does her lottery.
Yeah.
Why does she have to buy her a toy every single time or candy? She brought her to church last week. During church, she gave her a push pop to keep her quiet. You can't give a child candy during church. It doesn't make sense.
It's a bad thing to start, too, because then every time, like you said,
they expect
now it's expected at that point. Yeah. Oof, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah. How will I say no, though?
Weekend it was early Christmas gifts and a 3-pound bag of Jolly Ranchers.
Three pounds? My gosh. Tony, what are the grandparents doing wrong in your family?
Yeah, a couple things, but the main one is that they leave the lights on way past bedtime. If I'm coming home, it's like the mood needs to shift. The lights need to come down around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, but it's like I get home at 10 and the lights are still like on, the TV's still blasting.
Yeah.
It's just not bedtime energy.
Right, right. Sabotage.
And and it feels like, we're just going to pass this on to you, your problem. You worked all day.
Ignoring the routines is, if things are still going, full throttle, full blast, like they'll keep going.
No, there's no rules.
Yeah.
They do what they want.
Mary, how about you? What are your parents doing, the grandparents doing that's all wrong?
Yeah, so I have a strict no soda policy. I don't drink soda. I don't want my kids to be drinking soda. And as many times I've told them, they always come back so freaking hyper. And they're like, but it's fine. It's just one. He's so mad.
Yeah.
Two things. My mom has a chocolate drawer, an entire drawer dedicated to all different types of chocolates.
I couldn't believe that when you told me that.
My brother was here recently from Dallas, so he's not used to mom's antics. So the kids are running around. Dakota, my little one, went right to the chocolate drawer.
She's like,
pulled
look.
It open. And it's not like a little chocolate drawer. It's like one of those extra long ones that are like half the size of the island, the center island.
Yeah.
Opens it and it's a sea of Twix and Kit Kats and it's all candy.
Sounds amazing.
My brother's was like, what is that?
Wow.
Also, how much soda do kids drink? My cousin was just telling me that her daughter had a sleepover and five girls drank 22 Dr. Peppers in one sleepover.
Oh, my Dr. Pepper, though. Dr. Pepper is one of those ones that if you can do four yourself.
Why?
Yes, you can. I don't know. It's something about it.
People love Dr. Pepper. I could never get into it.
My wife drank it when she was pregnant. She just all of a sudden, Dr. Pepper craving. And I see her now when we go places, because not everybody carries it. Not a lot of places carry it, right? She sees it at a restaurant, they offer it, she's like, oh my. It's like an addiction.
Mary, I'm going to tell you something right now. One can of Dr. Pepper has 40 grams of sugar and 150 calories.
Nice.
It's crazy. I mean, I used to drink Dr. Pepper a long time ago, and then I gave it up, but... Yeah, I don't want it.
She
had to give it up. I don't want my kids drinking soda. They're so freaking hyper. It's so bad for you.
I want to imagine you and my wife in the same room and one of you standing up and going, I'm Alicia and I'm addicted to Dr. Pepper.
I bet you that's
right.
The thing.
I want, it's amazing.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.